The first flight run by new Australian airline Bonza touched down yesterday in the Whitsundays. Bonza positions itself as a new low-cost operator and has planes called Shazza, Bazza and Sheila. And I asked CEO Tim Jordan whether he had to be an Okka to fly Bonza. Now, you're called Bonza and you've got aeroplanes called Shazza, Bazza and Sheila. You know, can you fly in this airline if you're not an Okka?
what we absolutely are is about the many. So we're about everybody. No matter where you're from, where you live, you know, we're going to be very welcoming. So that's what Bonza is all about. We're about the many, not the few.
Now, at the moment, you're based the Sunshine Coast and you're also going to have a base in Melbourne. Is this going to be a low-cost travel airline like an EasyJet or Ryanair, something like that?
We are absolutely a low-cost airline, very proudly so, but there is absolutely zero correlation between a low fare and the quality of product. We're launching into the market with the youngest fleet in Australian skies, brand new aircraft, albeit like the rest of the world's airline fleet. They were parked during COVID. These aircraft, when you walk on board, you've got that new car, that new airplane smell about them. So we are proudly a low-cost carrier, and that is very important for our market.
And is it going to be then more focused on vacations and people wanting to get some Queensland sun, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. It's low frequency and leisure focused. So exploring our own big backyard that we have here and also visiting friends and relatives.
So does that mean like you're going to have to or you will have a lot more services around the weekends then, because that's when a lot of people might be wanting to get away?
We will be encouraging people to make 3- and 4-day trips. So like most people, when you're visiting a new location, let's go for 3 or 4 days. And that's the focus of what we're offering. For instance, between Mildura and the Sunshine Coast, a non-stop flight from Mildura to get up to the sunny coast for $79 in just over 2 hours. Those services, if my memory serves me correctly, operate on a Tuesday and a Saturday in the morning. So you can Saturday morning head up from Mildura up to the Sunshine Coast, spend a nice long weekend and head home on Tuesday morning.
I'm gathering then that your system is not going to be a hub-based system. You're going to be more of a point-to-point system.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody really wants to connect. It suits airlines to have people connect. It doesn't suit customers flying from A to B, which is why we're really happy with our flight code. It's actually AB. That's exactly what we're about. We're about A to B without the C. The C being the connection, the cost, the complexity. So AB, we're very happy with Bonza.
If you're going to be very successful with this, are you worried about other airlines trying to get in on the act?
Whilst that is always possible, 25 of the 27 initial markets that we've announced, 25 of those are not offered at all by incumbent airlines. So we're about new markets, unserved markets. Could they come into those markets? Yes, in theory, that could happen. However, these markets are working because we're a very focused low-cost carrier. Other carriers in the market are not so. And as such, their business model may not work on some of these markets, on many of these markets. For us, it will work. And we're confident of that without being overconfident, but we're confident there's a gap in the market. The rest of the world tells us there is a gap in the market. It's just a gap which has never been filled here in Australia.
And you're owned by an American company, I think 777 Partners. Are they committed to this market? Have they got deep pockets?
They are incredibly committed to this market. They have, in terms of scale, they have about 60 different businesses around the world. They already run a low-cost airline in Canada called Flair. They have approximately 200 aircraft on firm order with Boeing. So they are experienced aviation investors and they invest in things for the long term. They are not private equity. They are private investment. There is no exit timeline. And they invest for the long term. So they have looked at Australia, they have looked at Bonza and said, this is a great opportunity and we're there for the long term and we're going to see it through. And that's what Bonza and the Australian market needs.
Tim Jordan there, CEO of Bonza, the new low-cost regional airline, and speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.